Silas and the Marvelous Misfits by Tom Percival. Read by Damiel Okoya. Chapter 1. Erica swam upwards through a cloud that smelled strongly of marshmallows. She glanced over at Beastling, swimming along beside her. He smiled and mumbled,
"Heber jeber,"
through the thickening cloud. As he spoke, a speech bubble popped out of his mouth, showing a picture of a thumbs up and a smiley face. Erica grinned and looked down at her timer. 25 seconds. That was all they had before the cloud turned into a marshmallow and plunged to the ground in a deadly but completely delicious mess. This was not something that Erica wanted to happen. At least, not with them still inside the cloud.
Buzzed.
Erica's communication device buzzed and a gravelly voice spoke.
Hey, Erica. Listen, while you're back at headquarters getting that truth cannon, can you bring me a couple of donuts, please?
What? Gasped Erica, struggling not to breathe in too much marshmallow.
Look, Wade, I'm kind of busy right now.
Oh, yeah, of course, replied Wade. Sorry. And good luck.
There was a pause.
But don't forget the donuts.
Then he ended the call. Erica shook her head and swam faster. 17 seconds later, Erica and Beastling popped out the top of the cloud, just as it became too thick to swim through. They sprinted to the edge and leapt off as the marshmallow cloud began to tumble towards the ground far below. Beastling followed close behind her. He had to. Erica and Beastling were bonded together, which meant that they could only ever be a few meters apart from each other. It had been that way since Erica's first adventure in the dreamscape. Well, technically, it was ever since Beastling had first bitten her that they'd been bonded together. But that was a long time ago, and there was no point getting upset about it now. Cold wind tore at Erica's skin as Beastling manoeuvred himself through the air and grabbed her shoulders. She thrust her arms and legs out in a star shape, and glowing sheets of light spread between her hands and feet like wings, creating a flying suit that Erica could steer and control.
Only the best for the Dream Defenders, right?
Yelled Erica, grinning. If she tried to tell her friends at school about any of this, they would think she had gone mad. It wasn't like you could just say, "By the way, I'm part of the Dream Defenders, a top-secret organisation that helps children solve any problems they're having in their dreams." Her friends hadn't even believed her when she said her uncle had a Ferrari, so there was no way they'd believe any of this. To be fair to Erica's friends, her uncle didn't have a Ferrari, but he did have a red car that looked kind of sporty. Erica twisted her body around, steering them towards the flattened top of an upside-down mountain in the distance. She looked at the impossible world around her as they shot through the air. Far below, a forest grew on the underside of a nearby cloud. The dreamscape really was an amazing place. A couple of seconds later, they landed on top of the mountain.
"Hibby jibby!"
cried Beastling, punching the air excitedly. A speech bubble appeared with a picture of a female sheep and a cheese grater in it. Erica smiled and ruffled Beastling's hair.
"You great too," she said with a grin. "Let's get inside and find the others."
Erica and Beastling crept down a roughly carved set of steps leading deep within the mountain. Damp, stale air drifted lazily down the corridor as Erica peered around.
"Where is everyone?" she muttered. "This is where we were supposed to meet."
"Psst!
Erica!"
a voice suddenly whispered from behind her. Erica yelped and spun around. There was nobody there.
"Sorry," continued the voice. "I didn't mean to startle you. I know it can be dangerous for a human's heartbeat to become too elevated. Do you want me to hum some soothing music?"
The disembodied voice stopped speaking and started humming badly.
"Silas," interrupted Erica, "is that you? Why are you invisible? And please stop humming."
The humming stopped.